from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Really, I'm in my late 30s. Even if you're a multimillionaire, moving's not fun, especially when you have kids in school like Hayward does. And he's one of the rare guys who lives here year-round. He's got a nice situation. The only drawback to his situation here is that he's only been on the field for one playoff victory. That's it. The only playoff win he's been a part of, because he was hurt in 2016 with his pec injury. The only playoff win, Donnie, he's been a part of is the crazy game in Cincinnati. That's it. That's the only one. So he's electing not to go ring chasing and choosing instead to be a Steeler till the end of his career. I can't imagine that Hayward is going to sign another deal after this one. I mean, I guess crazier things have happened, but I would think, given the position he plays, he'll probably feel like he's gotten his full of football by the time he's 37 years old. So 3 years, $45 million. That's an average of $15 million apiece. That is a small pay cut on what he's making this year. I understand it is very unorthodox and very unusual to pay defensive linemen who are that age. The great Joe Green was not playing football at 36 and 37 years old. The Casey Hampton, nowhere close. I mean, the great Aaron Donald's out of the NFL. Could keep playing if he wanted to. But this is kind of a complete outlier thing. You don't really want to pay outliers for the most part. You don't want to invest or take a shot on things that almost never happen. But I kind of feel like the price is right here. So, look, does this have this? No doubt it has a chance to backfire on the Steelers when you're dealing with someone who's coming off a major injury who is in his 30s, but I'm comfortable doing it for Hayward. If they brought in a guy who was 35 years old off the street who had no connection to the franchise and you were just banking on him continuing to give you similar production, my antenna would go up in that scenario. I would not be in favor of it. But I think there are worse things, so hopefully this does not sound like I'm being ambivalent here or trying to sit on the fence. I probably grade a deal like this a B minus. There are other things I would have preferred the Steelers do this offseason, like get a legitimate number two playmaker at wide receiver. But I'm fine with, you're not totally just putting faith in a player, because, I mean, if Cam takes a step back, that's still production that's worth $14, $15 million. What are they paying Larry Ogunjobi per year? They're paying him 10. And I still feel much better about Hayward than I do him, even coming off the injury plague 2023 season. I kind of expected that he was going to want somewhere in the 20s, because that's where players who I know he thinks he's better than are getting paid. Like Hargrave is making $21 million. They played together. I'm pretty sure Cam Hayward thinks he's still a better player than Hargrave, who's now 31. Donnie, what's your reaction to this new deal?
I mean, I fully expected it to be a little bit more too, which is why I had my doubts that it would get done. It is funny that we brought it up like 30 minutes ago that you know, what is the future for Cam Hayward?
And I got it wrong. I got it horribly wrong. Hold on, let's hear it.
I
don't think he's going to end up playing for another team. I think it's like Hines Ward or Troy Polamalu. I think that's maybe where their head was at the start, but I think in the end, he's going to play out this year. It's going to go good, not great. And he's going to look around and he's going to say at the end of the year, could I play for $10 or $11 million? Of course I could. But I value myself as a $20 million player. No one's willing to pay me that much, so I'm good. Yeah. Tremendous analysis a half hour ago that has now been rendered completely dated and useless and wrong to boot.
But I expected it to be 18 to 20, and that's where the Steelers would have to push it away a little bit.
So are you happy they did this? Because I need to maybe better describe where I was on this. I did not want them to give him a contract extension, but it was under the expectation that it was for more money. I don't want to sound like someone that is pandering here and only changing my mind because the Steelers did something, and I'm a fan of Cam Hayward personally. I honestly, as someone who less than a half hour ago was against the extension, given the terms of this extension, I am now saying I am for it. Not like hugely for it, but do I like it? Do I not like it? I am going to fall in the I like it camp.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's because we are surprised by what the price tag actually is, and it doesn't look like they are locked into a whole lot of money.
I don't think they're locked into any, based on how I'm reading this. If he literally looked like he couldn't move anymore, they could tell him to leave at the end of the season. Not that they're huge on doing stuff like that, but they could.
Right, like they could find their ways easily out of this if things go south in his play, or maybe things go south with the organization as a whole and they want to, you know, rebuild, revamp things, if you will. And what I said about a half hour ago is that I think he still has some good football left in him. Maybe not great football left in him, but he's not getting paid in that great range. You just listed off about 20 guys making more money at his position
Yep.
than what he is. And yeah, people can make the argument, well, look at the ages of those guys. They're in some cases significantly younger than what Cam Hayward is. Well, yeah, I mean, they're a few years younger in some of the cases. The highest paid guy is over 30 years old, but he's not being paid to be one of the elite players in the game at his position. I think he's being paid in that good range, and I think he can still play some pretty good football.
412-928-9370. We, for a while, have had discussions about hypothetical Cam Hayward contracts, and to be honest with you, most of them have been anti-Hayward, and that's why a lot of his public comments on his podcast and interviews have been taking things to heart with fans, because he felt like he was not either wanted or maybe taken for granted a little bit, not appreciated, how about that, for what he had given this franchise. Well, he found middle ground with the Steelers. It's a small pay cut. It's 3 years, $45 million. It's not a three-year extension. It's ripping up this year and just making it a brand new three-year deal. So the Steelers have essentially given Hayward a two-year extension next year and the year after that for 36 and 37-year-old seasons. And I want to know if you don't like it. Do we still have Steelers fans out there who still think this should have been a deal the Steelers said no to, that should have still forced him to play this year and prove that he can get it done on a bad groin before giving him a new contract? How do you feel about Hayward's deal? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. On this day where Mike Tomlin addressed reporters for the first time this season, he just named his longest tenured Steeler a captain, and now the guy's got the big contract, or I don't know about big, but now the guy has a contract to boot. 3 years, $45 million, 412-928-93.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
5-0.
I'll say this. You know, we think, I don't want to talk about it. Like I said, I'm not going to talk about a specific negotiation, but, you know, I think Cam's got a lot of football ahead of him still. And I'll leave it at this. I expect him to be here for years to come.
And Omar Khan, in that case, was being, I guess, an honest John, even though Cam Hayward struck a very disenchanted, at some points disappointed tone about the state of his contract negotiations. At the end of the day, they get it done, and it seems to be one that is very much Steelers friendly. If Hayward can't really recover from father time and injuries hurting his play last year, because there's no guaranteed money beyond this year, they converted, it's $15 million of his salary is a signing bonus. That gives them even more cap space to maybe sign a couple of other Steelers to extensions. Like, I don't know, Pat Freiermuth would be one of them. So there's nothing here that's holding them back, even though they're loyal and they don't like cutting guys who have been great Steelers with years left on their contract. If Hayward were to fall off a cliff, they could get rid of him with like no cap penalty beyond this season. It's not guaranteed. The next 2 years are not like the next 4 years on Key Brian Hayes' contract or the next 5 years on Ryan Graves' deal. The Penguins and Pirates got to pay that money out no matter how much the players stink. Here, the Steelers can judge Hayward and decide after the season if they want to pay him $14.5 million in 2025 to play or not. So I would be surprised if anyone called in and had a bad thing to say about this deal. Could also take the opportunity to maybe praise Cam Hayward for the player and person he's been in Pittsburgh going back to when he was drafted in 2011, if you want. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Here is our guy Anthony in Oakland. Hello, Anthony.
You know, the Steelers run a business. This isn't a mutual admiration society. I thought they were very fair with Cam because they've asked bigger stars in the past to take a pay cut, like Bettis,
like
and Roethlisberger.
Yep.
But they didn't do that to him.
They made him take a small one.
His contract to go fulfilled.
Yeah, they made him take a small one here.
I'm sorry?
I said they made him take a small one here. He's going to make less money the next 2 years than he's making right now.
Well, here's my point. All they should have just guaranteed this year and say, listen, we'll go year to year. We'll just see how it goes.
Well, that's pretty much what they did.
Well, I know it's more
It's just now in writing. It's just now on paper.
Right.
But that's all it is.
It's just now on paper. That's obviously what they did. That's the right thing to do. Here's what their focus needs to be. Freiermuth and Fields. Because you should sign Fields now to a nice contract while he learns. Because there's no way in the world next year they're going to pay Russell Wilson with the equivalent of what Denver's paying him. And not at 37. It's not going to happen. So get Fields' mind to set. Because he's probably
no. Wait a minute. Are you saying that because you've that much of a defeatist attitude on Russell Wilson and don't think he's going to be very good, or you think that he would have a big season and they would say thank you for your services, we're moving on, even though we don't have a plan B?
Well, big season or not, he'll be 37 and it could just fall off the cliff. We have a guy who's 10 years younger who just needs some seasoning. Why would I invest all that money in an old guy when if Fields plays the way we want, I'll invest it in him.
Let me ask you this. Hold on a second. Let me ask you this question then.
All right.
If Russell Wilson is a lame duck, why? So in 1 year, Fields needs that much refinement where you wouldn't just play him now?
They want, look, obviously, the coach wants to win now. He thinks Russell could do it because of his veteranship. And it gives.
So he's going to be able to do that at 36, but not 37?
Why take the chance of guaranteeing? Because he might want more than 1 year. He's going to want more years. Look what Cousins got.
No, but I'm just saying. All I'm saying is that if Fields factors into your long term plans and you think there's no way Wilson is going to be back next year, then what's the point of Wilson altogether?
Look, you've already made the investment.
I understand all that, Anthony.
You're trying to rough punch my argument
all I'm saying is that you're giving me reasons for why, you know, you're telling me it happened, but should it have? I mean, you're not really making a strong argument for Russell Wilson being, like, the Steelers benefiting from him being on the team this year and starting. I'm not hearing that from you.
Look, I said he's a veteran, and obviously the coach wants to give him this year they only have to pay one point something too.
Right.
It's not going to hurt them. But you have it. But if you don't sign Fields and Russell goes down the commode, then you don't have a quarterback next year. So sign Fields to a nice deal. Let him do what he needs to do fundamentally to learn. And then you've got a guy who's 26 instead of 36.
But then you're probably locked into Fields next year and they don't want to do that.
Well, they should, because where are you going to find a first-round quarterback of his stature in the draft unless you're terrible?
You're not.
But then sign him to a friendly deal.
I don't think he'd take a friendly deal yet.
Why wouldn't he?
Why would he?
Well, they said the same thing about Jordan Love. He took a friendly deal, and then he succeeded.
Well, no doubt, but Jordan Love had sat on the bench and hadn't played all other than one or two starts. Justin Fields 2 years ago got MVP votes, Anthony.
Yes, but he wants to. But guess what? He also knows that he was up for sale and nobody came to buy.
True.
But the Steelers.
True.
So take a nice deal. Russell will have his year because they're not going to give Russell the kind of guaranteed money that quarterbacks at his age would want. They're not going to do it.
I see a scenario in which they would, but I mean, it's hard for me to actually look at that as a realistic outcome to this season. If they won a playoff game and Russell Wilson threw, I don't know, 30 touchdown passes, I think they would give him a contract extension. I think they would keep up with the Joneses and give him a little bit more than what Baker Mayfield got in Tampa Bay. And I think that Wilson would take that deal. Here is Bob next. Hello, Bob.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Bob.
I think the Hayward signing is horrible.
Why?
Because they're not gonna cut him next year. They're not gonna cut him the year after. He's just like Tomlin. He'll never go away. They need help on the offensive side of the ball, and they should have used money on a second wide receiver. Because that defense might be good. But when they keep three and out, that old defense is going to get tired.
Yes, you're not going to be able. You can't get even a number two receiver though for $15 million a year.
I'm saying to give Hayward, after Hayward was saying that the Steelers disrespected him, disrespected you. You've been horrible for 2 years, and we're the only ones thinking about offering you any money. If he would have went
horrible for 2 years, he went to the Pro Bowl 2 years ago, and he went to an All-Pro the year before. Yes, he did. Yes,
I
he
don't
did.
Think so. Okay, I'm sorry. You've been horrible for 1 year.
He basically tore his groin in the first game of the season.
Whose fault is that? He came back.
Yeah, I know, and he wasn't the same player after that. But you make it sound
so
like he was horrible because he just sucks at football now.
So you just said he wasn't. So what you're going to do is you're going to bank on a 38-year-old coming back from an injury.
He's 35.
And you're going to sign him for, okay, so he's 35, and you're going to sign him for an additional 2 years? Why wouldn't you have taken the free look this year and see how he did?
You basically are, because none of it's guaranteed beyond this year.
Hey, well, you know they will never cut Hayward.
If he,
you know that.
If he was atrocious,
no way they will cut
Hayward.
Hold
on a second. If he was atrocious, yes, they would. But I don't think they will cut him because I don't think he'll be that bad.
It's the same thing as Tomlin. Tomlin could go 0-17 this year. He'll still be back next year.
Thank you, Bob. All right, so Bob thinks the contract's terrible and thinks that Cam Hayward has been horrible for the last 2 years, and Anthony in Oakland thinks that the Steelers should give Justin Fields an extension. Covering this breaking news story, Cam Hayward signs an extension. It's a 2-year extension with the Steelers, so it's a 3-year deal. We're brought to you by family-owned Saloni's Italian Bread, Pittsburgh. Mulsey's off today. He'll be back tomorrow, and then we will be full steam ahead for the rest of football season, locked in here from week one all the way through to the Steelers' final game. If we take vacation, it'll be a day or two, and it'll probably come around the Steelers' bye week or a holiday, and that'll be it. So we are all systems go here for our favorite time of the year. Here's the stat on Hayward. He gets the biggest, how about this? This is the biggest contract given to a defensive player 35 years or older in NFL history. No defensive player ever has gotten a deal worth this much money at that age. So I know inflation, things are more expensive. The NFL media rights deals are bigger, so that means the players are getting a bigger cut. That means the salary cap is higher. There's more money to go around. Business of football is very, very good. So there are escalating salaries. You know, go look up what Peyton Manning was making 15 years ago and compare it to what, you know, the 15th best quarterback is making in the NFL right now. But that is jarring to look at. Like, the Steelers are taking, this is only a big risk if they are going to honor this contract regardless of how Hayward plays. And they don't have to do that. And they're not really risking anything because from the way this was reported, there's no guaranteed money beyond this first year. And the first year is the year that Cam Hayward had to play out on his contract anyways. They were going to pay him $16 million for this football season regardless, and that's the same way this new deal is written up. So $29 million in new money that is only owed to him if he plays for the Steelers in 2025 and in 2026. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Let's hear from Dante. Hello, Dante.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, man.
You know what? I guess it doesn't bother me to re-sign Hayward. I mean, he's still a good player, and it doesn't sound like they gave everything away. But what I'm more curious about is, in their overall structure, do you think they should have looked at this season differently? Do you think they should have looked at it like they had a gift horse of $37 million free dollars in the quarterback, and maybe we should just try to go for it because the guys already won a Super Bowl? Why don't we try to go for it this year and build a good team around him? We got $37 million extra dollars.
I think they did. Now, clearly, you and I, it sounds like, don't think that they took that approach and put together a team that is a serious Super Bowl contender or even a quasi-Super Bowl contender. But they basically spent money up to the cap. They made the Patrick Queen deal. They signed the safety from the Eagles. They are Elliott from Miami and Philadelphia. They brought in new offensive linemen and replaced bad ones. The place where they left themselves short is at wide receiver, Dante, and I agree. That's a huge hole on their roster. So, I mean, is there another move you're talking about that they should have made that they didn't, that they're kicking themselves
I guess it sounds like they thought they were going to get a receiver,
right.
so they weren't going to sign Hayward, and when nothing materialized, they just said, "Fine, we'll sign Hayward."
I think it's fair to say they put it on the back burner because they felt like they could get it done whenever they wanted, and they had bigger fish to fry, like trying to get the big wide receiver for months. And now that we're close to the season, and they don't negotiate with players in season, hey, you're going to call in and say things like, "This team should have a win-now mentality with a one-year quarterback who's won a Super Bowl, and it doesn't feel like they've cobbled together a team that gives them a chance to seriously do that this year." Guess what? I agree with that. I agree. I think they had good intentions. I think they tried for that, but I just don't think that they succeeded at it very well. Donnie, do you agree with that? I mean, I think that the this year is not like a fact-finding year. Like, I think this year was meant to be, let's try to win and try to win as many games as possible and go for it and not have ulterior motives or silver linings or anything like that. It just didn't pan out entirely. The wide receiver didn't show up.
They got completely burned on the receiver market. They put pretty much all of their eggs into the Brandon Ayuk basket, and that did not happen for them. They traded Deontay Johnson without much of a plan. I know that he didn't want to be here. I know that Tomlin thought he was a pain in the ass. He didn't like him. But they never got somebody suitable to replace him.
I'm going to go back to the thing I said to Mueller about a month ago, and I said it when the trade got made, but I was in New York with Nick Wright and Danny Parkins and not on the air. And we were at a place where the sushi bill was over $1,000, and thank God Nick picked it up and I didn't have to pay for any of it because I would have been SOS or SOL in that situation. Imagine if they just traded for Keenan Allen when the Bears did, and you give up a middle round pick and you got a guy who gets off the toilet and is ready to give you 10 catches in a game.
Yeah, that's the move they should have made, which I know you guys have said that and I fully agree.
And it's a one-year deal just like Russ, and you see how it goes, and if it doesn't work, fine, but you covered yourself. Instead, Allen's in Chicago where there's two other big receivers. Who knows how involved he's even going to be there? He would have been perfect for this team. 412-928-9370. A man who is definitely ecstatic that Cam Hayward is back in the fold. Johnny the Barber from our Lunatic Fringe faction. Hello, Johnny.
It's a great day for the Steelers. Once again, they go to an Ohio State alumni to save their pathetic hind end.
It's actually alumnus. Yes, that's the singular. It's alumni is plural.
Of course, you went to Fields. I'm counting Fields in my alumni. My plural. Bill Burr, the punter from the Ohio State.
Is that right?
Yeah, your kicker's from Ohio State, the Australian.
Yes. How much did they pay him to go from Melbourne to Columbus?
Probably, what, two Wallaby steaks and some Fosters. Hmm. My question is, when are the Steelers going to realize that the ratio of more Ohio State alumnus on your squad, the better chance you have of winning? I could make a fantasy football team of nothing but Ohio State hires, and I would just sweep the league.
Who would you play at running back?
I'm gonna have to go with Dobbins.
Anything else?
Ohio.
Thank you. How did they look on Saturday? Did you see any of that game? I think they went 52-6.
It seemed like they had a slow start, but then they poured it on.
I wonder if Hayward was there. A lot of these guys go back to their college games Labor Day weekend. Here is Jason on the fan. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey. Nothing exciting. I mean, nothing excites me about this organization anymore. I mean, we're the Big Bad Steelers. We play in the 90s. We're going to play defense. I mean, can they get into the 21st century, please? It's an offensive game. All the money's on the defense on this team. I mean, the guys won one playoff game in the past. It's ridiculous. Like, put money on the offense.
So you would have just let them walk and freed up the $16 million to go get somebody on the offensive side of the ball next year?
I would have let it play out. If he had a good year, I would have said, okay, we'll play this year by year. I mean, what are we losing? The guy's won one playoff game in his career.
Well, TJ Watt's 1-0. Should we trade him next?
No, but I tell you what, when he comes up in another year or two, I wouldn't put a lot of money into him either, because he's going to start breaking down too. You cannot win with aging defensive players in this league. It's an offensive league.
You know, I can appreciate that comment. I mean, if people want to call in and tell me that the Steelers need to shift the paradigm here and start to focus more on the offensive side of the ball and spend money on that side of things, fine. The one rebuttal here is that they're not married to Hayward beyond this year. And I get with them, and probably for a player like Hayward, a handshake deal and an agreement that isn't guaranteed is probably more binding than it would be anywhere else. But you can cut him loose at the end of the year, and there's no punishment or penalty for it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Horseback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.